The tea in Lane Stadium is back where it belongs, and Apple's latest and greatest iPhone app could save your life. All that plus traffic, sports, and weather on today's 5 o'clock news break on WUVT FM 90.7 Blacksburg. I'm Maddie Hines. The waiting and worrying is over. The missing T has finally been returned to its rightful place. As you might recall, the letter T was stolen from the Lane Stadium sign after the Labor Day weekend game against Georgia Tech. It's still a mystery as to who took the T exactly. However, the culprit dropped the letter off at Georgia Tech Police Department sometime during the night. It seems that the class act may not have been malicious at all. From the 1960s till now, Georgia Tech has a long-standing tradition to steal tees from just about any sign on their own campus that they can get their hands on. According to Georgia Tech's SGA, the harmless joke has actually cost Georgia Tech about $100,000 in replacement signs. Although no one was caught, surely Tech fans will be happy to see the stadium looking good as new. It seems Georgia Tech couldn't take the W or the T from the Hokies this season. In national news, Apple will unleash their newest app called Passbook. This is a potentially life-saving app that organizes e-boarding passes, flight reservations, coupons, and other documents. This means that if you find yourself stuck in another country without an identification, this app could eventually solve your problems. However, the question of security comes into consideration with the availability of your private documents. Neil Hughes, an Apple insider, tells CNN that, quote, carrying all your personal ID and travel documents on a single device would be very tempting for skilled password hacks. Hughes also commented that the government won't enter that stage just yet due to all the verification that security would need to make this app happen. However, the FAA expects the number of U.S. commercial airline passengers to double to 1.2 billion by year 2032, and this app could speed up boarding processes. That may be the gentle push needed to go all in on these new plans. You can check out more of Apple's not-so-secret plans on their website. The complexity of these advances leave many people wondering, how can they evolve to this new app when we are still learning the ins and outs of the latest and greatest iPhone? There are no major traffic reports for the area, so now with all your Hokie sports, here's Andrew.
Thanks, Maddie. There are a number of injury updates concerning the Virginia Tech football team. First guard David Wang, who suffered an injury in last Saturday's game, will not play this weekend. Offensive coordinator Brian Steinspring said, however, that the team expects him back in the lineup later this season. Cornerback Kyle Fuller said his shoulder is okay and expects to play in this weekend's matchup against Bowling Green. Finally, defensive coordinator Bud Foster said linebacker Tyreek Edwards is close to returning to game action. Foster said he has seen good movement out of the injured player. However, Edwards' status for this Saturday is unknown at this point. Foster also had this to say about the play of the defense against Pittsburgh.
No intensity, no passion, inconsistent effort, lack of communication. We need to be more physical. We got pushed around. We had inconsistent efforts, and that's not who we are, you know. And that's you know, we'll get that corrected. So, you know, I take responsibility. We're going to get it right. So that's all I got to say about that. Let's move on to the next one.
For more from Tuesday's media session, log on to wuvt.vt.edu/sports. Last night's men's soccer matchup against VMI was postponed due to heavy rains. It has been rescheduled for September 25th at 7 p.m. at Thompson Field. The Hokies' next matchup is Friday when they play against Maryland on the road. That's all for the WUVT Sports Update. I'm Andrew Everly-Howerton. Now over to Alec with your WUVT weather forecast.
Thanks, Andrew. It's an absolutely beautiful day outside the WUVT Weather Center this afternoon in downtown Blacksburg, as temperatures have been in the mid to upper 60s for most of the afternoon. Feel free to put away your rain boots as an area of high pressure has settled in our area, bringing us clear skies and dry air for the upcoming few days. For tonight, expect chilly conditions as temperatures are going to swing down to a low of 46 degrees. Tomorrow is looking promising for a day full of sunshine with some patchy areas of fog in the early morning and a high temperature of 72 degrees. It will stay mostly clear all through Thursday evening with lows around 50 degrees and calm winds from the south. On Friday, the high will peak around 76 degrees with light and variable winds throughout the day. As people are getting excited for the football game on Saturday, rest assured that it's going to be a gorgeous afternoon. Expect conditions very similar to Friday, with the high temperature breaking 79 degrees and a light wind throughout the afternoon. Our next chance for precipitation rolls through Saturday late afternoon and into Sunday morning with a chance of light showers. That's all from the WUVT Weather Center. I'm meteorologist Alec Berendes. Back to you, Maddie.
Thanks, Alec. Right now, it's mostly sunny in the New River Valley. It's 69 in Roanoke, 68 near Dublin and Pulaski, 69 in Marion, 65 near Bluefield, and it's 66 degrees outside the WUVT studios here in downtown Blacksburg, Virginia. For WUVT News, I'm Maddie Hines.
WUVT would like to remind you not to drink and drive. It doesn't matter if you've had one drink or 10 drinks, if you're driving 100 miles or just 1 mile. Alcohol impairs your motor coordination, and if you get behind the wheel under the influence of alcohol, you can kill yourself or somebody else. So do yourself and everybody else a favor. And make sure you don't drive while under the influence of alcohol. This is the Mystery Secret Team Show. I am Commodore Ace Fever. Here's some new jazz from Clifton Anderson.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
WUVT would like to remind you not to drink and drive. It doesn't matter if you've had one drink or 10 drinks, if you're driving 100 miles or just 1 mile. Alcohol impairs your motor coordination, and if you get behind the wheel under the influence of alcohol, you can kill yourself or somebody else. So do yourself and everyone else a favor, and make sure you don't drive while under the influence of alcohol. Mystery Secret Theme Show.